Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. On Thursday, 10th of September, here in the Vatican, in the course of a press conference, an unusual event was announced, a meeting between Benedict XVI and artists, scheduled for November 21st this year, timed to coincide 10 years since John Paul II wrote a letter to artists, and almost half a century since Paul VI's landmark encounter with artists in the Sistine Chapel. But why don't you join me as I step back in time for a moment in this backgrounder of sorts I've prepared for you. One doesn't often think of Pope Benedict XVI as a patron of art and artists, but clearly he is. In fact, by announcing his November encounter with artists on November 21st, he confirms his intention to follow along the fruitful path of dialogue that has taken place over the centuries between the Church and artists. One that has a landmark date in the 20th century with the pontificate of Paul VI, the Pope who fostered a memorable encounter with artists almost half a century ago. The date is May 7, 1964. Paul VI invites artists to join him in the heart of the Vatican, in that cenacle of artists, the Sistine Chapel. On this occasion, he says in Italian to those gathered around him, "Have artists ever gathered around the Pope like this before?"
Sono mai venuti gli artisti a Papa? È una prima volta anche questa, forse.
Paul VI is out to provoke. He knows all too well that for centuries, the Church and art had enjoyed an extremely prolific love affair.
There was historically that connection between the Church and art, but then there was an estrangement for some time, and Paul VI wanted to recall that, to bring back that relationship that had existed for centuries.
American Cardinal Edmund Schocker knew Pope Paul VI personally. I asked him what it was in Paul VI's personality that made him such a patron of art and artists. Cardinal Schocker says it stems from a combination of great sensitivity and radiant spirituality.
It does not surprise me that he would have a great interest in art because of his deep spirituality and because art ultimately expresses the spiritual. And I think that it'd be just a sort of natural consequence of his own deep spirituality and his ability to see beyond the material to the transcendence of everything. I think it was a natural consequence of that ability that he would have such a great interest in art.
At any rate, what Paul VI was forced to admit back in 1964 is that at some stage that love affair dwindled, marking a decline destined to last for almost two centuries. As he says this, his voice wavers wistfully.
Siamo sempre stati amici, ma come avviene fra parenti, come avviene anche fra amici, ci si è un po' guastati.
I was fascinated to read that speech by Pope Paul because the Church had lost its way a little bit with artists. There was no more patronage in the Renaissance sense. All the energy seemed to go on stressing the mind and the consistency, the logic of what the Church had to teach. Very much a world of words, whereas the images lost out.
Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, for many years an official at the Vatican's office which deals with art and artists.
During that speech, the Pope says that the Church abandoned artists, but the artists abandoned the Church as well. Is that right?
Yeah, they'd each gone their own way. He wanted to apologise, which is a remarkable thing. You don't often hear that from a Pope. And it was a very humble, avuncular kind of speech. It was saying, the Pope is your friend. I really want to be you to be sure of this, that you're very welcome in the Church and we should get back together. You've gone off losing the standards that you used to hold so dear and stopped reflecting a beauty that mattered very much to the Church.
Ci avete un po' abbandonato. Siete andati lontani a bere ad altre fontane.
The Pope's voice is hesitant and shy as he begins chastising artists for abandoning the Church. But before long, the strength of the Pope's commitment to art surfaces from that silent shyness, spiraling into a cry of vehement reproval.
Dimenticate il canone fondamentale della vostra consacrazione all'espressione. Non si sa che cosa dite. Non lo sapete tante volte neanche voi. Diventa un linguaggio di Babele, di confusione. E allora, dov'è l'arte?
No longer does he whisper, I don't want to offend you here today, but you did lower your standards, lost sight of true inspiration. Your art became offensive to humanity. And what is the result? Confusion, a Tower of Babel.
Artists had gone their own way, in a way that really he thought the Church couldn't always approve of, like not looking to standards of decency or beauty in the classic senses. The effect of different currents of thought left its mark on the Church as well, and there was too much rational thinking taking over. And the thing that lost out was the emotional side, or the more explicitly artistic side in people's character.
But while Paul VI does rap artists over the knuckles, he also admits to the Church's responsibility, its failure to foster art, a failure that brought the Church's image as patron of art and artists to an end. Paul VI explains why. He attributes it to a clash between artists' boundless creativity and the Church's imposition of styles and limiting rules and regulations in the field of art.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.